Welcome to Living Rural, a podcast on home financing and mortgages for rural living. I'm Michelle Sandin, your host and your Rural First Consumer Lending Officer with Farm Credit Services of America. Let's dive into the world of rural home financing together. On this episode of Living Rural, I have with me today Sean Robinson, who's a customer of Farm Credit Services of America. So welcome, Sean.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. So you've been a customer for quite a few years and basically in the process of constructing a new home right now, correct?
Yeah. So we lost our home in a fire in December of 2022. And so we're now building a new home.
Well, I host an event once a year, a construction discovery event. And so usually I bring any potential customers in or prospects that are looking to build. We have builders there, appraisers, and it's just a great night to help educate and learn about our construction products. So I think it's a huge game changer in helping anyone, whether they're a current customer or somebody looking to build or remodel, understand construction and what all it takes, because I stress to anyone that I talk to, like, you got to have patience, right? Construction is a big deal. It's going to take time to find a good builder, build that relationship, and just go through the construction process. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. the amount of decisions you have to make, it's just unfathomable when you get started, because it comes down to things like, what color do you want your door hinges to be? It's every little detail, and you will sit there and have to go through them all. So you need to have somebody that can help you walk you through the process really in a well kind of measured out and defined way, not trying to throw too much at you all at once, because otherwise you'll go crazy.
Yeah. Well, construction is a huge passion of mine, so I'm excited to bring you on and share your story. So tell me a little bit about kind of right now your operation, what you do. Do you farm, kind of a wage earner? Just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So I farm with my father. We raise 8,000 head of hogs, and then we farm roughly around 1,500 acres of corn and soybean ground together. I farm my wife's family's ground. I rent that, and then my dad has his ground, and we work on all that together. Basically, it's just the two of us, and then during harvest, we'll get some seasonal help from some friends and stuff to make everything go, but most of the time, it's just the two of us doing it all.
You have your hands
most full. Of the time, yes.
So when you thought of this, you know, construction project, it was probably like, oh man, I don't have time to micromanage this. I got to find me a good builder, right?
Yeah, and it was not something that we were expecting to do, since it was a fire that caused the whole issue. And it was a thing then where it needed to be done quickly, because we didn't really have a good place to stay. We're currently living in my wife's grandparents' 120-year-old farm home that they literally bought from Sears. So there's no insulation. It's when I'm sitting in the kitchen right now, there's I can feel the breeze coming from the north on my back right now. So
so we are anxiously hurrying, trying to get your new home built for you.
Yes. So I live in a small town where we don't have a lot of builder options. A lot of them got out of it because of just chasing bills down, things like that around here. So we're kind of down to a one family crew that does everything, and they can be booked out for a couple of years.
Right.
Thankfully, we have a local guy who now lives in Polk City, which is a little over an hour away from where I live. He was born and raised here, and his family still lives here, his parents. And I knew him quite well, and I had his phone number, and I reached out to him at 10:30 at night, a week after the fire, and just texted him and said, hey, I don't know how busy you are, but we just lost our house, and I just want to reach out and see what can happen. And he texted me back, and he goes, so glad you reached out, because I wanted to call you, but I didn't want to feel like a sales guy to somebody that just lost their house.
Right.
Oh. And I just said, oh, I wish you would have reached out, because I would have just hugged you. So
yeah, right?
He runs everything. He's a general contractor, and gets, so I don't have to make any decisions about who's doing anything, things like that, which is fantastic. And his wife is the one who kind of helps guide us through the process of, okay, we need to go look at bathroom tile today, and you know, whatever decisions need to be made. So she's kind of got the design eye. Every home that he does is completely custom. You sit down with him, there's no blueprints, there's no nothing. You just talk. Then he has an architect that designs everything. He brings you back a couple of different scenarios. You tweak them and you just go through that process until you get what everybody kind of agrees is going to be the best fit for what you're desiring. It's not really quick at the front end when you're doing that, completely customizing everything, but it does allow you to really kind of have exactly what it is that you want out of your home space, because everybody's just so different.
And that's what I really talk about too, is yeah, no project is ever the same. One, for what you're wanting to build, and two, the layout of the land, right? So that's where the patience come in, is sitting down with the contractor and figuring out what it is you really want. Because at the end, it's your home, and what is it that you want to build? What are we constructing? Can you remember roughly how long it kind of took when you sat down with your contractor from, okay, the first meeting to, okay, I think we have some plans and bids, and we're ready to go.
So the first time we met with him was in December, right before the holidays. And he's like, "Hey, my architect, she's backed up. It's going to take probably a month before I get you the first set of plans." "No worries, a month." "Okay." And it was. He brought it to us, and we all looked at things. December, probably in May, we were pretty much done with plans. We started figuring out some of the other details around then. What really slowed us down on getting started, we had a burn ban in because of the drought around here, and we had part of the house still standing that needed to be burned down, and we couldn't do it. So we had to wait for rain so we could burn the house to get it all pushed it in and hauled away, because otherwise it was going to cost a lot of money to haul that much material away. So we actually got started on building in late July. Today it's mid-March, and almost all of the interior trim work is done. So we're moving along at a pretty good clip. I'd say we're a couple months out from moving in.
Good, good. And I kind of looked back, I think from the day you applied online, because our application is all online. Was it easy to use? Pretty user-friendly?
Oh, the story on that. I love your company so much. We had a previous house, we had a previous mortgage,
Right.
and we went through our local bank that my wife has been at for her entire life. I mean, since she got her first savings account as a little kid. It was not smooth. It was not easy. It was not fun. There was nothing good that I can say about it. And then after all of that, they end up selling the mortgage off to a big company in the city. And it was like, well, then why'd we go through our local bank? Waste our time. Brought my wife to tears. So that meant I had to then take over now with Rural First. One of the smoothest things I've ever done. We did not take out a small mortgage because of, the inflation and everything that's going on right now. The website was so simple. It explains to you what you need to upload for paperwork and documentation, and it took nothing. A couple of clicks of the button. I mean, and a handful of phone calls, and it was done, and we were approved, and then we were just kind of off to the races. And my wife never had to be involved on hardly anything, and she's really, really busy, and she travels all the time. And so that was so stress relieving for the two of us at a time when stress was very, very high.
And I think the neat thing about to our application is you can do it on your own time, right? If it's nighttime after the kiddos are in bed, or the weekend, or whenever you have time, that's when you're
Exactly.
able to do it. Yeah.
She's in New York and she doesn't get done till, 6 o'clock here. Well, a bank here, that wouldn't work. But with your application process, I just text her, "Hey, I need you to fill out this little part." She's like, "Okay, I'll do it when I get back to my hotel room." Perfect. Okay. Moving forward,
And I think I looked back beginning to end from application. I think we were closed in about 45, 50 days, which is awesome for you guys too, because you uploaded, the things that I needed quickly. So it also, our application is great, but it also works even better when the borrower is able to just upload and get those things needed and keep it moving as well.
Like I said, I was probably the holdup more than anything, because you guys were always right on top. I'd put something in and boom, it was looked at and moved on to the next step.
We have a pretty great team, so we like to pride ourselves on that. So, but like I said, even better when the customers is helping us along the path too. So then we got you closed, and then tell me a little bit about, I've shared with our listeners too, we use an online tool called Bilt. So Bilt is our online tool. Once the loan is closes, we just don't hand you the money to construct, right? Because we want to make sure that we help monitor that, not only for our sake, but your sake and the builder, and make sure we're all, on the same page. So Bilt is a tool where you have access, the builder has access, and it just we just monitor, you know, everything, the whole project for all eyes. So I think probably the hardest part there is that first, okay, let's create a login and password with the rest of our login and passwords in our daily life. And then essentially, you know, the builder is uploading an invoice and you kind of get an email, hey, are you ready to approve this? Because we want to make sure that all, you know, everybody's on the same page and kind of the money is sent to them, especially in your case, we're not in the same town, right? Our
No.
contractor could be an hour or so away. Hey, I don't want to have to try and deliver a check to them. So talk a little bit about how that's going for you.
It's really easy. I get an email notification. I go in, I looked at the invoice, and then I hit accept. I don't know if you can do anything more simple than that. You know, once we got all the paperwork for getting our built stuff was done at the close, like how we were going to do wire transfers and stuff like that, we all decided then. It got sent off to you guys. You did all the work, so I didn't have to do any of it. You put in, okay, here's the contractor, here's me, here's my wife, everybody that's going to be looking at things. And at the beginning, when we're paying the out-of-pocket portion up front, all I had to do was take from my bank statements and upload a double-sided image of the check to show, hey, this was paid. And they said, oh, okay. And then they just counted down until we got to the point where we start pulling from our allotment. And that's so nice because that one I can do from my phone even. Like I'm on the road, I get an email, I just hit the link, look at the invoice, hit accept. An hour later, they're like, it's been approved. My contractor's paid and I don't have to worry about anybody hounding me for money. So it's great.
And the nice thing too, like you said, is once we close and you get kind of get that login, you're not actually going into the system and having to put all your information, right? It's already built for you. It's already there. It's, you know, we already have your name in there, your builders, all the details about the project is there.
Yeah, it's got, you know, all of the breakdown on what's going to be costing what for the build, all of that is in there. So it's really easy and to look at things and kind of keep track of how things are going. It's nice because it keeps track then as to when they need to come out to do their inspections. And
that
so
is
I
nice.
Don't have to do anything for that either.
Right.
So when you guys need to do an inspection at so much percent spent, I get a little thing that, hey, we're going to send an inspector out. You guys let my contractor know as well. I don't even have to do that.
And the nice thing too, is those inspections are uploaded on that system. So if you happen to be out of town or like you said, you aren't close to where you're building in some
Yep.
cases, some people aren't, hey, they're looking at that inspection too, you know, and just, you know, all eyes to see.
Yeah. It's some of the best photos that we have of the build are from the inspection because there's just so many that they took it. And it was at a cool point in the house building process. So yes, lots of Snapchats of me going over to the house to send her things while she's out of town. So
what else about the process, your construction journey, do you want to share?
The amount of confidence that you guys have kind of instilled in us in the process. I was talking to Joel, who is my person that I work through at FCS.
Uh-huh.
And I just told him, I've told now everybody that I know that is building in the country to go through Rural First. My in-laws are talking about building a new house that's only one story because they're getting more elderly and they're going to do it in the country. And I said, go through Rural First. I have other friends that are looking to build. And I said, Rural First. It's the only thing I will recommend, period. It's fantastic. The people, everybody that I've talked to, whether they're in Kentucky or more local, you're all just the nicest, friendliest, helpful people. And building a house is very difficult and stressful. To have a team that's looking out for you in such a perfectly manicured way is fantastic. And I can't thank you all enough. I wouldn't have wanted to do it any other way. That's the best thing I can say.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. I know not only myself, but my entire team. So we are very passionate about our customers. About our products. So I appreciate all those kind words, Sean. Well, I truly appreciate it. Like you said, you coming on and sharing your construction journey. Cause like I've said, I've done construction loans for many, many years and it's patience and it's time consuming and it's stressful. And that is our job is to try and make it less stressful. I don't know if it's ever stress-free, but you know,
yeah.
Getting to that end project. So I'm excited, hopefully in a couple months, spring, summer will be here and you'll be in your new home. And I know you're excited trying to get to planting season and you might be a little stressed for a while. Home's almost done. I want to get in the field, but you know,
yeah,
just take it one day at a time, right?
Exactly. That's what Family is four, so.
So thank you for joining us on this episode of Living Rural. I hope you have found value in the information we have shared and hearing from a longtime customer of Farm Credit Services of America on their Rural First construction journey. We release new episodes each week and look forward to seeing you next time.
Rural First is a trade name and exclusive trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America, NMLS 47249. Rural First is available to consumers within the territories of participating Farm Credit System associations, including Farm Credit Services of America, NMLS 579135, and Frontier Farm Credit, NMLS 628123. Equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval and eligibility.